The season is here. It is. This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Happy Thanksgiving if you're listening right away. Today we're going to talk about some major American Christmas trees, some of the new music coming out, and just some of this and that to ease into the season. Let's start with the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. This year's tree comes from the lawn of Deborah Keller in Mifflinville, Pennsylvania. It's about 75 years old and was spotted by Rockefeller Center's head gardener from the interstate. It's a 74-foot-tall Norway spruce and will hold 30,000 multicolored lights on 5 miles of wire. Of course, there will be a Swarovski crystal star at the top with 25,000 crystals and a million facets. Wow. This year's tree lighting ceremony will happen Wednesday, November 30th, and will be broadcast on NBC. Of course, it's 30 Rock. And they have a big talent lineup, too. Tony Bennett, Carole King, Connecticut's own Javier Colon, Michael Bublé, Faith Hill, CeeLo Green, Catherine McPhee, and Justin Bieber. If you want to learn the history of the Rockefeller Christmas tree along with the Rockettes, check out episode 27 of The Christmas Stocking. It has a very cool version of O Christmas Tree, too. The U.S. Capitol tree comes from the Stanislaus National Forest this year and is closing in on the end of its national trip/tour of the U.S. on its way to Washington, D.C. On the way, the U.S. Forest Service had a food drive in California to help the less fortunate in New Mexico, which has the second highest poverty rate in the nation, surpassed only by Mississippi. The Chicago Christmas tree in Daly Plaza comes from the front yard of the Spanglers in Western Springs, Illinois. It was lit on the 23rd, last night when this comes out. It's an 83-year-old Colorado spruce that was in the front yard and was just getting too big. This is the third year they've used a single tree rather than binding a few trees together. The official White House Christmas tree comes from a farm near Neshkoro, Wisconsin, and will be set up in the Blue Room. Atlanta's Macy's in the Lenox Square Mall had some trouble with their 60-foot white pine. It snapped as they were hoisting it to the roof. They've had a pretty bad drought, and it's been tough to find a healthy tree. They got a backup, and I haven't heard of any problems so far. The first song of the sixth season of The Christmas Stocking is for folks who were missing their loved ones this year. I hope you get to see them.
Well, it's been a long year, baby. I miss your kisses. I wonder when you're coming home. So in the meantime, I wrote you a song. It goes something like this.
Guess it must be a premonition. I smell the shortbread baking in the kitchen. A jet airplane flying in real soon. Ooh, 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 ooh. Could it be that it's imagination? Old Saint Nick's got a new vocation. He's playing Cupid. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. She's coming home for Christmas. Christmas can't come too soon. She's coming.
from San Francisco, California.
Yeah.
Those are the beautiful losers, and she's coming home for Christmas. Christmas is always better with the ones you love. I can speak from experience. I've had it both ways. I'm Lee Cameron. You'll find links for the song at mychristmasstocking.net. Also, if you go there, you'll find links on the front page to new Christmas albums by Michael Bublé, She and Him. She is Zoe Deschanel, by the way. And the second Glee Christmas album. Clicking any of those links to buy from Amazon will help the Christmas stocking just a little bit. But a little bit's better than nothing, right? Other artists with Christmas collections include Carol King, Mannheim Steamroller, Andrea Bocelli, Chicago, Tony Bennett, Josh Groban, 11-year-old America's Got Talent contestant Jackie Evancho, and Justin Bieber. Huh. A lot of those will be on NBC's Rockefeller Christmas show. What do you know? The late Clarence Clemons performed a couple of Christmas songs that were previously unreleased but are now released. One is the Christmas song and the other is a song he originally sang lead on in the 60s called There's Still Christmas. They're on iTunes and Amazon, I'm sure. Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots is putting out a Christmas record, too, that's supposed to honor the golden era of holiday recordings. This year, Pittsfield, Massachusetts' Berkshire Theater Group snagged a very cool Bob Cratchit for their production of A Christmas Carol. James Taylor. Fire and Rain James Taylor, not Cool in the Gang James Taylor, although that would be cool, too. He's gonna be perfect. That run starts December 17th. I'll have a link in the show notes. Speaking of A Christmas Carol, longtime listener and contributor Charlie Egu let us know on Twitter that the new Smurfs movie DVD Blu-ray combo comes with the classic Smurfs Christmas Carol. Not sure if all of them do, check before you buy. If you're curious about the background of A Christmas Carol, we covered that back in 2007 in episode 22. If you search mychristmasstocking.net, you should be able to find it. Also at mychristmasstocking.net, you can find episodes and all the show notes, and I would love for you to introduce an episode of The Christmas Stocking. All you have to do is go to mychristmasstocking.net, scroll down, click on Call Me, enter in your phone number, you'll get a phone call at that phone number, and you'll connect to my voicemail, and all you have to do is say something like, "Hi, this is blah, 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 and I want to wish Merry Christmas to blah, 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 and shoo-bee-dee-doo and shippity-doo. This is The Christmas Stocking with Lee Cameron." Something like that. You don't have to say blah, blah, blah and choopity-doo, by the way. You can actually use real names. Of course, it's up to you. Also, I would love you to share with everybody your favorite Christmas memory or your favorite Christmas tradition. Just click Call Me on mychristmasstocking.net. Hey, The Christmas Stocking is on Google+. That's right, I'm on the cutting edge. And I really want to do some cool things with it, but I'm just barely getting it started. In fact, right now, all you are going to find is the picture of the logo and the name. But I'm going to fill it in soon, I hope. I really would like to do a hangout if I have time to figure out how to do that. And who knows what else. If you have suggestions, please let me know. Go to plus.google.com, search for The Christmas Stocking, and hopefully you'll find it. It's kind of funky. But if you do find it, please add me to your circles. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you to Beth from North Carolina for giving to The Christmas Stocking. Thank you very much. You've been far too kind for far too long, and I really, really appreciate it. I have some new equipment, which is hopefully making the show sound better, and some software to help me organize and write the show, which has been a big help. And you helped make that possible, Beth. Thank you. If you'd like to give, there's a link at the top of the website, mychristmasstocking.net. Tomorrow, I'll have the annual Black Friday episode, but I wanted to warn you now, if you're listening on Thanksgiving, check the online deals today. Amazon's going crazy with the lightning deals and special Thanksgiving deals, and they're not going to be alone. I'm sure there are going to be other websites doing that, too. I'm Lee Cameron. I got to go watch the parade and then make the mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce for the big Thanksgiving dinner. I'll talk to you soon in The Christmas Stocking.